One, two, three.
Baby, I need hugs just to get out of bed. I never eat no breakfast, I just have more hugs instead. I need hugs in the morning before I go to work. Hugs in the bathroom if my boss has been a jerk. I need hugs. I need hugs. When I'm at home, I get my hugs turned to yo. When I travel, on the corners with hugs, I need hugs. I need hugs. Hugs in the alley out behind the club. Hugs in the bathrooms down with my favorite buds. If I got a couple hugs in me, I'm sweet as can be. Baby, if you got as good as you're the baby for me.
Welcome to Shut Up Cincinnati, episode 25.
I almost said 24.
Hey guys, welcome. Episode 25. It is our first ever attempt at what you're seeing now. We're probably going to fuck things up like we did with the podcast at the beginning, but fuck it. You know,
yeah, this work might in progress, be laggy man. As fuck. I don't know. I don't know what my Wi-Fi is. Do I look fucking rich? I mean, I look nice.
Yeah, kind of.
The dashiki looks really nice.
I do look nice. It fits kind of tight sitting down, though. I think I had to lose like 20, 30 before this dashiki's in full effect.
What part of Africa are you from?
Oh, me? I am Eastern African.
Eastern?
Yeah, the part next to the eastern part of Africa. I'm right there.
I hate Eastern.
There's jungles all around. Minerals, little kids looking for minerals.
Now
I see that all the
time.
Wait,
is Africa mostly jungles or is it deserts?
Hey, look at all these glasses.
Hey, where I was at was jungles, man. I don't know about the desert. I wouldn't hang out in the desert. I went to Phoenix once. I fucking hated it.
Oh, it's my favorite fucking place in the world.
Because that's...
Love it. It's my hometown, man.
He likes it because that's where the dick that blew him... Oh, wait a minute. That didn't come out right.
The dick that
that's
blew
where
him?
The dick that you came out of decided what? To fucking do it. In other words, you were fucking born there. Man, just get over it.
I wasn't born there. I was born in Vegas. Long.
Hey, guys, this is a celebration because we're going live on some fucking stupid social networking
site. What about
sites.
The dick that blew you,
so
though?
Let's let's do some drinking and having some fun.
Hey, give me one of those Woodford Reserves. Guys, it's our first attempt at video, so bear with us. I mean, feel free to dump on it. That's what we're here for all the time. We got our buddy Ryan here.
Hey, guys, how are you?
By White Claw. If you, too, want to be a homo, drink White Claw.
What do you want, like a shot or like a full glass?
I know, for real.
I'll take a glass.
I don't care how big of a...
No, not a full fucking glass, dude.
No, I know, like this.
Yeah, like that.
Yep. Yeah, man.
So, guys, welcome to episode 25. Lots of shit to discuss today. And then a lot of fucking pointless nothing to talk about today.
That's usually what we talk about.
Now, I want to say something. I have a notepad here.
Whoa, I'm freaked out right now. So, Ryan's here. If you haven't noticed, he's right there. And
so check this out.
And he has a notepad.
This is what it says so far.
Did you just start this or did you do this in the afternoon?
No, I did this. I wanted to jot down some stuff. I had all kinds of ideas, but.
But you got drunk and fucking forgot most of
it. I didn't get drunk, man.
Nah, this isn't him drunk.
You
this
said he's him. Drunk every day. You said he starts drinking in the morning.
Listen, we're supposed to have Miggy on this week, right? Miggy pulled out last second. I was like, who's my go-to? Ryan's my go-to. He lives right down the street.
Yeah.
I can rely on the guy. All right. We know he's going to do a good job. So I give him a call. And I ask him straight up. I was like, what are you doing tomorrow? And, you know, first he's like, why? And I was like, well, because I want to have you on the podcast. But
and what did I fucking say?
Shut the fuck up, man. You can't ruin the middle of the story. I was going to get to it. But anyways, I asked him what he was up to, and he said he was working on the farm. And I was like, good, because I want you to do something at night. And I know on a normal morning, you might just wake up, especially a Saturday. It is a Saturday.
Right, it's a weekend.
And start drinking at 10, you know. And it's not like he's drinking hard. It's Busch Lights, but 28 of them adds up.
Busch
right?
Regular.
Oh, whatever. It's
and I have nothing but respect for your lifestyle.
But anyways,
I'm for
and he said good point. That's a fair question, because he knows that, you know, there is a difference between Ryan, at this time of the night. This is late for you. You're an old man.
Can I tell you something?
You can tell me whatever you want.
It would be crazy for me to go, hey, Jason, can we do anything at all? But are you going to be fucking high?
Well, I mean, maybe like
right. Well,
10
that would be a stupid
ago,
question, right? And it'd be nuts. Is it okay to realize that I never get too drunk to ever have a good time with
no,
you?
No, you're functioning. You're a great functioning alcoholic. Now, you're one of the best.
Here's the fucking
you're
deal.
Up there
and
with
what else did I tell you? I said
you're up there with Chuck.
He's 56, 7.
4.
And I said I can't wait for him to die. So I can finally be the co-host of this show.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
I
want to
be your Artie Lang, and
you want
can
you to
be,
die.
Whatever that fucking.
He's actually the second person that said I can't wait for Chris to die so I can be the co-host.
Now here's the truth.
The first one being Nate. Nate also said that to
well,
us.
Well, I got news for you. Let's say tomorrow I die.
Yeah.
You and Nate compete for the job. It's just not going to have the same appeal. Fuck both of you. That's
here's
what
the,
I say.
Hey,
I say, fuck
deal.
You, fuck Nate, and fuck everybody who wants me to die.
Fuck you.
Because unfortunately, I planned
you
on doing this
dude.
Till we made a little money and then retiring, Rich. But I've decided I'm going to do this fucking podcast until I'm 80 years old. You can all fuck off. I'm not leaving. This is my fucking seat.
Okay,
well, I was gonna say after I said that I thought to myself,
imagine how
you know,
great his 85.
Shut the fuck up in the middle of my goddamn sentence, man.
Fair enough.
Look at your fucking outfit. I was gonna say, after meeting you, damn, dude. You're such a good dude. I don't wanna take your spot. I'm going to take my life instead on this podcast. Today's the day.
Hey, we were talking about that last week.
And you know, but then
I'm
going to
shoot my fucking brains out.
The whole point about it is one day Jason and I were sitting around talking about doing this fucking podcast. If he dies, I'm not going to be having open interviews tomorrow to fill the spot. And I'm hoping to God that if I die, he's not going to do the fucking same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
No, as a matter of fact,
I'm not going to have.
Oh, guys.
Oh, that's a shame.
Anyways,
I'm not going to have open interviews. I already have candidates. I don't need to interview anybody. I mean, it'll be a quick slide in. It won't be.
So, this is what's on the piece of paper. It says, don't talk about weed that I'm growing in my basement. Then it says, rate my dick read review from Christopher. You don't mind if I call you Christopher, do you?
Not at all. It's my given name. It's my Christian name.
I think that first one.
What's your middle name?
Middle name is Edward.
Edward Christopher.
And my middle name is Edward.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You guys both fucking have terrible middle names. And then the last part says, it says, don't read. About
can't even read your in writing.
Hey, well, we can't hear you talking. Our engineer is saying you got to get close.
Okay,
no, I can hear him. I think
well, we
fine.
Just started.
I think we're all fine.
We've only just begun. So, anyway, I do want to do a dick rate review.
I'd love
we have
that.
To. We have
no,
to.
No, read them.
That's
going to
be a great segment. But
well, tell them about what you're talking about.
Okay, so here's the deal. So he just real quick. Pulled up a website called Rate My Dick, right?
Correct.
And then there's all these peckers. Most of them are just the worst looking dicks I've ever
are,
seen.
They are, right?
Holy shit. Some of them are like skinny at the base and then get fat at the top. Some of them are like...
The one guy looked like a fucking hot dog with a mushroom on the end.
Yes, it did.
Tiny little dick. And somebody said, boy, I'd like to milk that fucker for a couple... Fuck you. There's nothing milking about it.
See what I'm talking about? Him saying that. Oh, I love to milk that already. And is there a screen here? No.
A screen? What are you looking for up there?
Well, peckers to be rejected on a screen.
You want
to
see peckers?
And then he reads the
no,
reviews.
No, so if we were to do it, if we were to do a dick review, he'd want the viewers to be able to see the dick that goes with it.
Ah, well, yeah. You know, that does make sense. But I've told him, Ryan still doesn't understand the internet. Where they don't just let you put dick pics all over the place.
There's a website called Rate My Dick.
Well, yeah, no.
They also
that's
have
fine.
Rate My Pussy and Rate My Poo.
But good luck getting on Twitch or Facebook or Instagram or any of those. They right. As soon as you put your balls or your dick up, they take your stream off. And then
right.
What are you going to
yeah,
do?
But the Rate My Poo is a medical thing. They, I don't think by law they could take that
I mean,
off.
I get it. If we were to get like a fucking HBO show, yeah, put all the dicks you can up there. That's fine. But Until then.
A little Woodford for you guys.
Oh, cheers, sweet boy. I want to tell you something.
I'm ready to listen.
I love you. I've known you for so many fucking years, and I love you. You're a sweet, tart-tart ass. I love you,
you know
so
what?
Much.
That's a weird thing. Most,
I really do.
Most people love me.
You know, I'm starting to feel really unloved because I know of two people who I thought I was cool with that want me to die.
See, there's your issue. You can be cool with someone and still want them to die.
Oh, I can't stand you. I love you.
But you said I want you to die.
I
want to
see your dick. And I want you to die at the same time. It's weird. Craziest thing.
You figure it out, because I can't.
No, Chris, I swear to God, so I
gonna,
love you too, man.
We going
to
rate this? Oh, dick reviews.
Should we
That's
just
what we're talking about, right?
Delve right
well,
in.
Well, no, we're not talking about doing it on this episode. What we're talking about doing is actually planning some out and pulling some cocks up on this thing. And the reason that we're doing this is because...
pulling some cocks up.
We still need five people on our rating deal to do my dick.
Yeah.
And he goes, why don't we just pop it on the fucking rate my dick thing? And I said, but after reading these, we realized that it's mostly gay dudes that are rating the dick there.
And we said we can't use gay dudes for this rating.
No, can't use gay dudes. Because
now, maybe if we get...
I got a perfect cornhole dick. It's not too fat. It slides right in the butt like
a
hot knife through butter.
A different kind of dick is desired, I imagine, from a gay guy. This is just me going on not knowing anything.
If I were gay, I would hit your prostate about 5 seconds in. Because of the dip. You remember the dip you like so much? You like that dip, the slope?
I want to tell you something. I thought about this, man. I want to go back. So you guys talked about pulling your dick and balls out while you take a piss.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. Here's the deal. You're right.
I knew it was.
Here's the deal.
Fucking knew I
Most
was.
Most of the
horrible,
time,
horrible hand.
I'm pulling.
Pulling the balls out.
What'd you say?
Do you do both? Do you do both balls or just one ball?
Most of the time, I am pulling my dick and balls out over.
That's what I do.
That's two of them.
That's two.
That's both balls.
That's balls. It's plural.
That was a better one, though.
And I'm telling you, that way you, I mean, we, this was, goes all the way back to fucking episode one.
I'm gonna, since we got a camera on, just real quick.
Yeah, hey, don't pull your
don't
dick
pull
out.
It out. Hey, don't pull it out. We're on Facebook, man. It'll get kicked off.
Can
don't
I pu- just talk. May I please just talk?
You can talk, but you know.
Well, the engineer can talk. Why can't I? So what I was thinking was, I normally right now I would just go dick, but the majority of the time I am not wearing pants like this, and I would do dick and balls.
That's what I do, and that's what I said. It's easier that way, is it not?
Yep.
Hey, why do your pants end before your legs end?
They're man priests.
Because I'm fucking fashionable.
So am I.
They're man priests.
Okay, you are. You're about to knock my fucking outfit. You can't knock it right now.
You
know I look fucking good.
The dashiki looks great.
Oh, hey, so...
Bengals colors.
It is kind of.
Oh,
that's kind of part of the reason
I
wanted
to... Bengals. Hey, we got to do a rate my dick just this time. For this episode, if that's all right.
But there's no way for them to see the dick.
I'll hold it up.
No, we can't, because we'll get fucking booted right off.
What do you mean? If I have it on my phone?
Then Facebook's going to say, hey, that's a dick.
It's
You're
still,
off.
It's still
oh,
a dick.
I see. Okay.
It's still a dick.
So it's maybe, censorship,
maybe
man.
Maybe we just...
Yeah, just knock this thing off.
Maybe we just look at the dicks, and most people don't want to look at them.
I mean, I don't mind. I guess I don't mind looking at some dicks and rating them. If you want to pass them around.
Well, yeah, but the thing about it is...
They don't have to see them.
The two that we looked at, we're going to try to figure it out so where they can see them. Because it really helps with it. You know, you say, what is this guy being so fucking critical? I bet it's a beautiful dick. But it's really not because they can't see it.
Now you wonder, well, let's see.
Why bet it's a
Especially
beautiful
we're doing
dick.
Live right now, we can say, hey, go to www.ratemydick.com. And I wonder if the order is the same for everyone. Like they got a predisposed number one dick there. That's there. So when,
no, it's
when
a bunch
me and
of
you,
thumbnails.
When all of us go there and we hit the first thumbnail and then we scan through, everyone else is looking in the same order and they can see the dick that way.
Well, that's something we should play with first because it's an hour and a half long podcast and that'll probably take 20 minutes of fucking with it to make sure everybody's on the same dick.
Right. But that is a good idea.
Yeah, you know, if we had the same setup there and everybody can have the same dick and like, hey, go to number dick 32.
It's a thought.
Let's scan through. I don't know. I don't really want to look at dicks though. I don't know why. Amazon, that's where everything gets It was essential. Some motherfucker with COVID-19's in a factory somewhere having to pack my shit up. It's because some white kid in
the
Midwest has to.
I don't endorse sweatshops. I'm a better human being, and everybody wants me to die.
And you're not
Nate wants me to die.
You're not a better human being.
Fucking Doll Hands wants me to die.
Die. Well, he is. He's one of our friends. He's 6'3". His hands are this big.
You know what it looks like? It looks like
there. You think they're there? You think that's it?
Maybe. Put it this way: I've been begging him since I've known him to wrap his hands around the base of my dick for a picture because I would look like Ron fucking Jeremy in it, and he refuses to do it. Yeah, but what kind of friend is that that won't hold your dick for a photo op? What kind of fucking friend? Thanks, Nate. All right, so what's going on this week? Anything you wanted to talk about? You wanted to talk about some things I saw on there, right?
Oh, for one thing, Andy Dalton got released.
He did.
What do you think?
Well, here's what I think. I think it was time for him to go.
You know what I was going to do? I was going to, what do you think? And then I was going to answer you.
You were going to cut me off?
Yeah, I wasn't really looking for your answer. I just
Well, my answer is this. It's too bad. I got the, it's my dime. So it's, he got released. Yeah. And yeah, he didn't win us anything, blah, blah, blah. But I do appreciate his time here. And I appreciate what he tried to do here. And I obviously wish him the best. He's not the right fit for here.
Yes, I believe. He's a top 20 quarterback, probably. He can win a championship, but he has to have an awesome team around him. if he doesn't have an awesome team around him, he'll never win a championship. I always thought he was underappreciated in Cincinnati, though. People blame him for too much shit.
Last 3 or 4 years, he threw a lot of fucking picks, man.
Yeah, he played like shit, but he also had a horrible offensive line for the last, like, 3 years.
Yeah, but there's a lot of quarterbacks with terrible lines that don't throw
that many
picks.
Don't get me wrong. I'm glad he's gone. I'm just saying I think he was underappreciated, and he got a little bit too much blame.
Didn't he get booed at the All-Star game?
The All-Star game.
Like some sort of celebrity All-Star game he got booed at.
Oh, yeah, Cincinnati did boo him at a celebrity All-Star game.
That's fucking terrible. If I were him, I'd be like, thank God I'm out of here.
I mean, when Carson Palmer left, people like dumped trash in his yard and all sorts of other shit.
There's a lot of fucking quarterbacks out there, man. Cam Newton's out there.
I didn't know that Cam Newton was a free agent.
No, they released him. Carolina released him.
Those fucking ears, man.
His upside down ears.
His upside down ears.
His head doesn't match his
people.
Yeah, I mean,
people,
someone's going to take him, but he wants to start, and I don't know of a whole lot of teams that are desperate for a starter right now.
He's going to look at those ears and they're going to go, nah, it's just not happening, bud. Sorry.
And look at some of those fucking outfits he's been wearing in the interviews over the last 4 or 5 years. Fucking horrible.
He's a great dresser. He'll dress like a Canadian Mountie.
Yeah. Well,
it's the floral pattern that he wears sometimes where he just has flowers on his hat and on his shirt. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, but then he'll have like a flower, like a Kentucky Derby hat for women.
Yeah,
he'll be wearing at the interview.
No,
with
but
a feather.
You know what, though? You wear those types of fucking outfits when you're going deep into the fucking playoffs.
Yeah.
When your team sucks, like his has over
Chill
the last
out.
Few years, you don't do that. You're making an asshole out of yourself. Yeah. You're a loser.
Chris, you're right.
If you're Tom Brady, you can wear those outfits.
Whatever
you
want.
You can show up and hold my hat. The
right,
defense
right,
was tough
right,
today.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but not with his upside down ears, not with his never winning a championship.
Or doing anything for
I mean,
matter.
The only
no, he's good, but
before
I mean,
this draft happened, I could have seen him going to somewhere like San Diego or L.A., and now they fucking grabbed Justin Herbert, so he's not going there. There's not a lot of teams right now that are desperate for a starter. There's not a lot.
Hey, but do you know any girls you can
I'm getting texts live
Chris's
from people. According to Bob Sullivan, he's going to Dallas.
Yes.
Oh, he's going to Dallas?
Going to Dallas.
Not your wife, though.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, well, not your wife. But if you know any other girls that can rate Chris's dick real quick.
Right now?
Yeah, you get send him a picture.
I got
a text
I got a text from Nate as well. It says, and this is a quote from my friend Nate Brierly. Hey, fag. Never said I wanted you to die. Just said that you will be sooner than most.
He's got a point, and I love that he called you a fag.
Yeah, you know, but.
No, I hate that, bro.
But the whole point is
like
he wanted me.
But I like it.
He wanted me to, you know what, fuck off. And Bob Sullivan says that Andy Dalton is definitely going to Dallas.
All right, well, I don't give a shit what any of them guys say.
He's not going to play
and
there,
also,
though.
Bob Sullivan?
Hey, Bob's the man. Hey, good
Bob
drummer.
Is the man. He's big
no,
penis,
mean,
Bob.
Like, that's a crazy
you ought to see one. The cock on that guy.
It's good
really?
Penis.
Oh, God.
Good drums.
Guys, I mean, why aren't we all just getting together, getting our dicks out? It's kind
of
doing a
I got lots of answers on why we don't do that.
Slap, 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 slap.
The
and
next
then,
thing. The next thing I want to do naked is learn exactly how to dance like Axl Rose in Sweet Child of Mine. with just that little hip thing. Yeah, but I don't know how. I can't get it. Yeah, like that. I can't get it.
Yeah.
And I thought, I thought with my low hanger, if I could get really a rhythm going, the thing would go side to side. I thought it might end up a pretty good thing.
You thought the dick would actually swing in rhythm with your hips?
Well, I thought today.
That's a hopeful thing.
It's possible. It is possible.
I thought today was the day, man. I was told that we're on camera. Today was the day that you were going to get your fucking perfect, unbelievable dick out.
It's your biggest dick fan.
It's funny because I'm getting mass texts on here from people that are watching.
Tell them to shut the fuck
up. This one says, I bet we will see at least one dick before you guys are done.
No dicks, guys.
It turns out Andy Dalton has already got a contract.
Oh, really?
1 year, $7 million in Dallas.
Oh, yeah,
and Bob also
he's me backup.
Bob also asked me to remind you guys that he is BP Bob, bitch. Called me a bitch even.
Wow,
I don't know.
That's aggressive.
Big penis Bob. My bad.
Oh, BP.
I apologize.
That's aggressive for Bob.
It is aggressive, but you know what? If you're labeled big penis, you want to stay big penis.
Big pervert, probably.
No, big penis. He's fucking hung like a mule. This guy.
Damn. How tall is he?
About like me, about 6'1"-ish.
Hey, speaking of being hung by a mule.
Yeah.
My wife must be watching Facebook Live.
She is.
Yeah, you knock it off. You think about it later.
And that's up from the grave. He rose like a fire giant from his rose. And they put
okay. Anyways, what I really wanted to talk about
was
and
Packers.
I don't know if you would have watched this. Because I didn't watch it at first, and I know you're not a big Nirvana guy. You don't even like Nirvana, but I know you're a Travis Barker fan.
Yes, I do.
You're a Travis Barker fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Post Malone and Travis Barker did some kind of thing where they can be on play music at the same time and did a whole Nirvana set list. 50 minutes. Listen, I don't know shit about Post Malone. He's that goofy-looking white trash kid with the tattoos on his face. That's literally what I know him as.
What's
I don't know anything about
his
him.
Eyes,
no clue. Never heard him.
Always sleepy.
Watch this. This dude fucking nailed it. 50 minutes playing guitar, singing the songs.
Yeah, but
sounded
a whole
good.
Bunch of fucking people have done that so far.
I don't give a fuck. It was cool the way it was done over that, and I didn't know that
the
Post Malone.
Backstreet Boys did it, for Christ's sake.
They didn't do no Nirvana set list.
No, but they were all in their own houses with the fucking harmonies.
Yeah, who gives
harmonies.
A shit? Everybody's doing this. I was more bringing it up. Did you know the fucking Post Malone could fucking jam? That was more my point of it. I just know him as a shitty, like,
with bad
millennial,
tattoos,
rapper that no one gives a fuck about.
What
unless you do
mumble
special
rap, right?
K.
It's like mumble rap
I don't
or something.
Know because I've never
I don't,
heard
I don't
of
either. Yeah.
But
so
I was shocked at how good it was. And then Travis Barker, watching him play Dave Grohl's basic riffs, was fucking awesome because Travis
Barker's
the fucking man.
They're the same drummer.
They're not the same drummer.
They are.
That is
beaters.
Ridiculous.
They're fucking beaters. Both of them are
my
beaters.
My man here is a drummer. How wrong is he that Dave Grohl and
Travis
Barker
right at all.
I think they're both bangers.
No. Travis Barker's technical as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Well, you tell me
that. Both of them are in their own different
ways. Well, yeah,
but
different ways. But you can tell Travis Barker was a band nerd. You know
he's
what I mean?
Getting
like,
he's too nerdy. One of them plays all of his toms flat and very precise, and the other one does the old school metal where you have each tom is a little bit, which is Dave Grohl.
They're both really good drummers.
I will say this. As much as that sounds really cool, that Post Malone and Travis Barker did that, I just do not like Nirvana.
Yeah,
I think Foo Fighters
like
are unbelievable. Nirvana
it's a
is just
thing.
Not that.
Yeah,
no,
but I don't.
Not,
I still
Jay.
Don't get that
it
at
is.
All.
It's the thing of me. I was in 8th, 9th, 10th grade when they got big.
Oh, okay.
And like it influenced that. The biggest part musically in my life, it influenced that.
I got you.
Where you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like you were. When
I was a little bit younger.
You were young, and then by the time you were in those years, and you started to get into the kind of music that you got into in those years, those are still huge years to you.
Right.
I mean, that music that you listen to, when you first started listening to punk music and stuff, that shit's still huge. I know you're still like a huge NoFX guy and all that stuff. Nirvana was like that for me in that time frame. So that's why my generation is just, Nirvana's the shit. I can see the generation below. Just like, you know, the generation below you. And your generation didn't really have a good popular rock band, though. It was a problem. Foo Fighters, I guess, worked for it. But outside of the Foo Fighters.
That is the best.
No, they're good. I agree with you. I'm saying they didn't have, like, I don't know that once, because Foo Fighters are really considering a continuation of Nirvana, since it's the same fucking guy in both of them. They didn't have,
they don't
like,
even sound the same, though.
Your age range, and I know you hate it, and I don't fucking like it either, is like Linkin Park would be their guy. You know what I mean? Like, and you're just like, ugh. That sucks that has to be your thing. Like, I had Nirvana. He had, you know, all the 70s bands and shit like that.
Fuck off. 80s. God damn it. Well, maybe I will die soon. You know what? I'm going to die despite you.
I was trying to throw you a bone because the 70s bands are so much better than the 80s bands.
70s bands, dude. I was a kid.
I'm just saying the music.
You think I
was
fucking
better.
Nine going, hey, mom, come over here. The fucking Loving Spoonful is fucking on right now.
I didn't
want to
say
right
that
now.
He had Linkin Park, I had Nirvana, and you had fucking Duran Duran. Because,
you know what
you know,
I had?
Like, that's embarrassing. So I was trying to throw you a bone and throw 70s out there so you could at least throw a good band that came from
no,
the 70s.
No, there were some good bands in the 80s. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. 80s was a great decade of music.
Hey, 80s
great decade
and
of music.
90s are the best, and that's that.
So oh, I do agree there.
Now, oh, check this out. I throw the 80s. You say that I had Linkin Park.
Now, not but you. I know you don't like that
or
shit.
Or they had Linkin Park.
But you
got to
remember
what, you know
like,
what, you know what
years,
we had?
What?
We had Sublime, man.
Okay. That's
original
fair enough.
Sublime.
Okay, I get that.
No, I mean like it in 1996.
Big. You had Jane's Sublime Addiction. You had.
Jane's Addiction was on.
Yeah,
the
Jane's another
Addiction
good one.
Was more mine.
Or Rage Against the Machines.
You had Pantera.
Pantera was before well, him. That was more mine.
That was more yours too? You're claiming them all then.
Well, no, I'm claiming the ones
that claiming fucking all of them. Everything good is Jason's.
Linkin Park was a weird choice, man. You're a fuck.
You know what? When Linkin Park first came out, everybody thought they were cool, and then
you know what?
That's one era of music I really fucking hated. Yeah. I hated when these fucking hardcore rock bands that they thought they were hardcore rock bands started.
Hey, Nick, are we even on?
Collaborating with the when they started collaborating with these fucking rappers and mixing the two. I didn't like that era. I didn't like it. There was a couple cool ones, but that wasn't my favorite kind of music.
Well, what's a good example?
Well, you know, there was a lot of times where these rock bands were collaborating, and then in the middle of a fucking rock tune, a rapper would come out and do his little fucking, you know, 32 count fucking rap in the middle of it. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I don't think they, you know, they go well.
What, rap and rock?
Yeah.
There's certain bands that did it all right for a little period.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, they for about 4 or 5 years, a lot of bands tried it and tried to make a fucking living out of that. And I said, no, it's not the fucking
Limp
same
Bizkit,
thing.
Why risk it?
Limp
Bizkit.
Exactly right.
Hey, check this out. So Weezer had Wheezy. Weezer, this is Wheezy.
I need Jaeger.
Wheezy. And he went, you need a beer?
I need Jaeger.
Well, go get some Jaeger.
Oh, here.
No one likes Jaeger besides you, so I mean, you can have.
Obviously, Ryan
and,
doesn't.
And
Ryan
the, no, it's not like that. I just,
Nectar of the Gods, Doll Hands.
Doll Hands.
Oh God, that's warm.
What's the matter? It sucks either.
All right, so anyway, Dalton's gone. Now let me tell you,
that's warm licorice.
Before we get back to this, I like Travis Barker. I hated Blink 182.
So they have like two albums. Two, three albums.
I didn't like them.
I don't like them now, but whatever.
You know, it's just like years ago, I didn't hate Green Day when they first came out. When Dookie came out and stuff like that, I didn't hate
them. One of the best albums ever.
I don't like the new Green Day shit.
No.
That's the difference.
As soon as they put eyeliner on, I was out.
That's exactly it. Oh, and, you know, Billy Joe, whatever.
Songs, but...
Yeah, he's cool and all. But like I say, when Dookie came out, Green Day was hot. I liked them.
No,
Offspring.
I loved that album.
I liked Offspring for about 20 minutes. And then they got too commercial and got too fucking poppy, and they had, you know what I'm saying?
They had two albums, Ignition and Smash, were both good albums. Right. After that, Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
You know, yeah, that's when I lost.
Wait,
they lost me then.
Fuck, wait a second. That album is really good. That song sucks really, really bad.
Okay.
And here's the deal.
They've always had joke songs.
Blink 182 has always sucked. Now Matt Skiba has made it a little bit better.
He's
period.
So wrong. So
no,
wrong.
You're wrong. And
so wrong.
What was the other band that you said?
Offspring.
Offspring.
You want to talk about
it's
Noodles?
On the home break. Oh, Noodles.
Noodles
Let's
is
go,
the man.
Dude.
He was a high school janitor and then got that gig. Well, not a gig. They just started becoming popular.
Yeah, but they lost me at Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
No,
fucking
I'm with
gone.
Him.
I get what you're saying, but I'm telling you, that whole album really is good if
but
you listen
to
it. I'm
to
telling
be fair,
you, it's not like every song sounded like Pretty White, blah, 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 blah. Dude, those guys are... Super
they
human.
Just started releasing.
By the way, the lead singer is a pilot. Yeah, he's a pilot and fucking shoots through the sky like a fucking wizard. He's
a wizard.
Yeah, sometimes.
A Harry Potter wizard, that kind.
Barbie agrees. 80s and 90s, on the chat.
Hey, as she should, because that was a fucking Barbie. Mm-hmm. And you know what, Barbie, you got class. And the thing about it is, Barbie is pretty young. So she's listening to stuff that's way before her time, at least on the 80s stuff, way before her
I
fucking
time. I can't believe
time.
You're drinking bourbon,
respect
dude.
There,
I
Barbie,
love watching you drink.
I think the 80s was a great fucking time.
During this quarantine, you know me, I drank three times a year, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hardly.
Three times a year. Yeah. When I go with them camping, I go pretty hard. And then maybe once.
Camp?
Well, no. We glamping cabins. But anyways, we go hang out in cabins and get wasted.
Yeah.
But anyways, those two times a year I get shit canned, and maybe twice otherwise. That's about it. Twice a week is what I'm averaging right now.
Yeah.
This is my third waste of the week.
Hey, can we get past this fucking blast from the past? I got something to talk about.
No, you don't.
Let's go.
Did anybody out there that's watching this happen to see Joe Harrington's attempt at cupcakes and fucking cookies?
God.
Joe, they were the worst fucking... Nailed it. They were fucking terrible. Okay? They look like little fucking balls of crumbs and shit. And he goes, I tried my first fucking cookies.
I'm showing you.
Horrible.
This is too much.
I ate too many Percocets before this. I'm being serious. My nose won't stop itching. I'm on fire. Jesus Christ.
Why don't
man.
You why
I had
you share,
a notebook
you fucking
though.
Son of a bitch.
Well, I didn't know that you guys would want some.
I mean, I wouldn't, but I know a guy.
I know you would. I mean, I know
guys,
you
try
would
to fill
never
some time.
Like
I'm going to get Jaeger.
This guy's going on a Jaeger run in the middle of the fucking podcast.
He just said fill some time as if we would just freeze after he leaves. Jesus Christ. You know what, dude? You have three shirts on.
Does he really have three shirts on?
I don't know. I just added
that
one
like
because
an old man thing you would do. Put on three shirts.
They're getting we're getting requests for wet sniz.
I don't give a little, fuck about
he
requests.
He seems a little bit fired up today. You notice that? Chris
well, they're complaining. I don't read the comment section, so you can tell them what you think about
what's
that.
What's a white sniz?
Yeah, I definitely don't read the comment section.
Like, what did he say?
Huh? Wet sniz is a. We're gonna get to him. He's a right. He's a guy. Anyways, fuck that. I don't care.
I get
anyways,
my dick out.
Put your dick away. All right. Look at these cookies, by Joe.
Those aren't cookies.
Joe, that is those are the worst attempts at cookies I've ever seen in my life.
All right, so your wife told me.
They're fucking awful.
Who is Joe? What's
Joe's
going
a buddy
on?
Of ours from work who attempted to be a fucking baker, and he's the worst. His
well,
cupcakes
yeah, clearly.
His cupcakes were fucking awful looking, and he posted them on there, and I'm like, you know, you try to cook something, and you fuck it up. Look at the cupcakes.
That's not even a fucking. That's not even close.
I was wasted last night at 3 in the morning. I woke up the family laughing at pictures of the cupcakes.
It's
like,
fucking
I was
horrible.
Fucking dying.
And the thing about it is, he had the balls, and it's fucking giant balls to post that thing. Now, Carmen tells me there's
tons
of fucking comments coming on live, and
hey,
we can't see any of them.
Listen, I'm going to look
can't we
right,
put them on that monitor?
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to look right directly at you guys and tell you, I do not give a shit about your fucking comments. Take your comments, shove them up your ass, all right? We're having a conversation. I'll get around to your fucking comments, maybe.
You won't get around to them. You constantly ask people to tell us topics to talk about.
Not live. Leave me alone. I'm trying to have a conversation here. These motherfuckers. Anyways, what are the comments?
There's too many of them. They're flowing like a fucking river.
Good. These people are watching.
I don't feel the same way as him.
You like comments, huh?
Hey, guys. So I'm at RTA4212 on Instagram. You guys follow me. I'm always nice. You know what I'm saying?
That is not your Instagram name.
No, I don't have
one. Damn. Hey, for any of you guys that remember from a previous podcast, you're now seeing the face of a guy with a Bic razor shoved up his asshole leaning against the shower.
Is that continued?
This is the man.
Is that continued?
You still doing the razor thing?
I did it 2 days ago. And that's not even to be a... Like, it is perfect, and I think about you guys every time.
You think about us every
let's
time now?
Kiss. When I do it. Come on, bud.
Nah, good.
You got that?
We're good.
This isn't
a kissing shirt.
So this guy can't fucking bake anything, but he's got a baking channel? Is that what I understand?
No, he just posted them on Facebook. I think he's basically...
Why? Why is he posting them?
He should get a baking channel.
This guy, let me tell you...
He should get on Rate My Dick.
Let me tell you about this guy, Joe. And I love you, Joe, but I got to say this
he
out loud.
I love you.
He is one of those guys that's fucking terrified of this virus, and he is... I don't even think he goes to get the fucking mail. I think when he opens the mail, he's going to open it up, and like 8,000 fucking bills and letters are going to fall out. I don't think he's fucking wanting to go out of the house anywhere. This fucking guy is terrified that he's going to go out there, and he's going to catch on fire and fucking die.
Yeah.
So he's staying in the house. He's trying to find stuff to occupy his time, so he made these fucking horrible-looking cookies and cupcakes.
I mean, he tried.
Hey, tried, but you know what? If I was a, let's say I went into some girl's house and fucked for 18 seconds, I'm not going to post a video of it to show everybody. Hey, here's me for 18 seconds not holding my mud. Oh, it's not going to happen. It's the truth.
If I was over at a girl's house and I fucked her for 18 seconds, not posting it.
But Joe did. Joe did. Man. He wants people to know that he's trying to bake.
Oh, man. I had somebody drop.
But let me tell you something, guy. Let me just drop a fucking. Yeah. We're shitting on Joe here for 10 minutes, so let me give a little plug. If you guys want to buy a fucking house, go to my boy Joe Harrington. This motherfucker will talk so much to the people he's negotiating with, they'll give up and give you whatever price you want. All right? He'll talk them out of it. You want to give them $190,000 for a $230,000 house? Joe will get on their nerves so much that they'll give in. They'll give you his price. So I want you to go see Joe. He's trying to get his real estate career up and going. And that's my dude. So you can't bake a fucking cookie. Don't expect any snacks.
No, the good news
is
he does that. You know, like Nick was giving everybody a bottle of champagne when they closed. Joe's giving you a dozen cupcakes.
Hey, man, Nick Foltz was my dude, too, and he was my realtor. Let me look right at you, Nick. I hope you're fucking watching. I specifically told you I don't drink champagne. All right? We went through this whole goddamn process of buying a house, and you're awesome. You're an awesome realtor, too. But then you bring me the fucking champagne when I told you specifically bourbon. I'm disappointed in you, bud. You're lucky I didn't give you 4 stars. All right, that's it.
You're an alcoholic, dude. I can tell by your voice you're just saying crazy shit. Listen to him. Just bourbon and fucking White Claws getting nutty. You're nuts. Hey, check it out, Nick. I'm getting fucking twisted over here. Sell me a house. You couldn't sell me a fucking pecker in my mouth. That don't make any sense. What's the engineer's name? What's his name?
His name's Nick, too, but he doesn't sell houses.
Hey, Nick. Hey, bud. Hey, bud.
Hey. Oh, God. We have requested them.
Yep.
All right.
Email for the week.
All right. We got to take guesses now because it's coming from Ryan's, our buddy GetPussy69.
And I think Ryan will add to this because he's probably going to have some good
And here's
GetPussy69.
Now, get this. This guy is so fucking dedicated. This guy writes us a fucking email with 2 or 3 questions every week.
No.
Now, here's how dedicated this fucking... Oh, we know him.
Oh.
We're not telling anybody who he is, but GetPussy69 is his real name, but he changes his fucking email address every single week.
Yeah.
To a different vaginal metaphor.
All right, and it's always a vaginal metaphor. And this week, Chris, what is your guess?
Now, last week he was what? Cum burglar or...
Ooh, I want to guess.
No, that was a couple weeks ago.
It doesn't
clam burglar.
Just give me a guess.
My
Beat
guess
Red
is
Hyman. Beat Red Hyman.
He's already been off the clam. I'm going to say Snatch Grabber.
Snatch Grabber? You got Beat Red Hyman?
Beat Red Hyman.
Beat Red Hyman. That's a weird one. Nick, what's yours?
What do you mean?
Poontang Pounder.
Poontang Pounder.
Ooh,
I
like that. Poontang Pounder.
He used Poon last week. He's not going to use Poon two days in a row.
No,
2 weeks
you're
in a
right.
row.
Beat Red
he used Poon and Looney Poons.
Beat Red all right. Hyman. Beat.
His name is Pelvic Thruster. You can find him at pelvicthruster69 at yahoo.com.
69.
Always. He's really big.
Pelvic Thruster. All right, let's get some questions.
So shut up, Cincinnati. Yep. Have you guys ever masturbated to a female athlete while watching a sporting event? If yes, who? And then he says, I prefer sand volleyball and tennis. So let's go to you first, Chris. You ever jerked off to watching some sports?
I've jerked off to commercials.
Yeah.
But the answer is yes. Over the last probably 6-7 years from when I've seen the sand volleyball, yes. But I was a big college gymnastics beater offer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dug it. For some reason, I've always been attracted to that kind of body. I like shorter women. I mean, these short, muscular women with these fucking asses that are just blown up. I think the last one I beat off to...
They're no doubt attractive. I've just never actually beat off watching them jump.
Well, I think what happened is probably, chances are, I was going to beat off anyway.
Yeah.
And they happened to be on. So I said, well, you know what? I don't have to fucking scroll through my phone looking for porn. Yeah. So I think Simone Biles got a load not long ago.
She was hot. Yeah, I got you there.
And before that... This is great. Before that, I was beaten off to that that Russian tennis player.
Oh, I know you're talking about. I forget her fucking name every time,
so
too.
Hot.
Yeah. So my answer is, fuck yes, I have.
My it answer is no. I've never jerked off to actual watching sporting events. You know, what's funny, though, is the time that I jerk off on is also the time at night where they spin SportsCenter on 20 times in a row. And a lot of times I watch that 18 times in a row while I'm playing on the computer and whatnot.
Right.
And I have now changed it. Now when I jerk off, I do have to turn off SportsCenter because there's too many times where I'm about to blow a load and I take a look up and there'll be some like shirtless basketball player doing an interview after the game, and you know.
See, that wouldn't stop me.
It doesn't stop me. I finish, but I'm just saying, I'm like, this is weird. Like,
let's be honest. How many times have you come to LeBron James?
A bunch of times, because they show him too fucking much, and he looks good. That hairline is fucking fantastic.
My next goal is to jerk off to a professional bowler. I'm just going to try it. I'm going to say, hey, where else could those three fingers go that might be fun?
Anyhow, Ryan, you?
Yes, dude.
I feel like you...
That's a fucking good joke. Holy shit. So check this out. As you guys were talking about it, I've never done that. Female sports are just boring as fuck.
You're right.
They're boring as heaven. I was thinking, and I had this conversation the other day about coming. I'm coming about three times a week.
A week? Is that all?
That is very low.
And I had a talk with my best buddy, Brandon. His name's Brandon Bishop. He's a sweet baby. I love him.
Yeah, I love him too.
He told me he comes 13 to 15 times a week.
That don't surprise me at all,
and
Brandon.
He goes, sometimes it's fucking. Sometimes it's just my hand. And I told him, not only do I only jack off and come three times a week, when I do come, it's like so sad. It's like a snot bubble.
How do you even fuck anymore? It's like your mom lives there. That's a weird thing.
And I know you have like... just goes like this.
You got a very open floor plan at your house.
I can't make cum anymore, Jason, is the more important part.
No, it's not. I'm wondering, like, living with your mom now.
Are you shooting loads?
No.
When you come, do you shoot loads?
No, it's sad.
Because mine's like
it
this.
It dribbles out. It's a sad thing. It's a sad state of affairs. But
and you?
If I'm worked up, I can still...
If you're worked up, I'm talking about middle of the road, regular cum. What's it like?
It clears the belly button like a fucking steeplechase. Yeah.
It's because his dick's so big.
It clears the belly button.
Mine just goes like this.
I mean, when I was a kid, I used to hit myself on the jawline and sometimes in the face. I mean, when I was
Why
a kid.
Jawline?
The jawline.
Yeah,
He's trying to tell us he used to have a jawline.
Because now if I do it, I know that I'm in no danger. But when I was a kid, if I was worked up enough, sometimes it would, that first fucking blast, you know, would end up like a Something About Mary on the ear thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now, it's pretty much all contained into one area.
I'm going to do a spinoff question on this.
How many times you come in a week?
It all depends. I on the average, probably 4-5.
What about you?
I'm more around your range.
Yeah, what the fuck?
There's something about this whole thing that's really killed my sex drive anyways. I just don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm going to sit around and it's going to be all
tinker.
Depressing today.
I'll just tinker,
fuck around, and I'm just going to fall asleep.
Yeah, I live alone, fellas.
Yeah,
yeah, but you still said 4-5. I mean, it's pretty low.
The other day, I didn't have my kids with me. I was sitting here by myself, and I was basically watching all kinds of fucking weird shit on TV. And I think I got three off that day. And then I think I had my kids the next 3 days, so I got none.
Yeah,
it's a good day.
But I can get three in one day. I'm not kidding around. 54 is the new 20.
I know you had one recently. I don't know how many details you want me to give on that.
None at all about anything except for the fact. I'll give you the details. I just won't give you the details of who it was with.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Give us a shit.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know that.
I wouldn't
know
me. I wouldn't know him.
But listen to this. This cracked me the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because he comes in and, you know, every time me and T's first talk to each other, especially we haven't seen each other in a couple days. He might have some new sexual conquest, or maybe just talk about the podcast or something. But this one was a sexual thing. He's like, dude, I fucked up. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Fucked up. You know, he's like, man, I had sex with a really old lady. I'm like, what do you mean a really old lady? She was 52. Motherfucker is like 54. She was younger than him.
Hold on a second. Now, I made it very clear.
Well, yeah, that's how that works. She is old as fuck compared to him.
I made it very clear that I'm attracted to somewhere late 30s to mid 40s.
My point is I give you shit for being old all the fucking time. All the time. That's like our fucking thing. You come in here describing this bitch as being old as shit, and then she's younger than you.
He said, bitch, I didn't.
I said, we've talked about this. That's how I
hell
talk.
Of a nice girl with Listen, a great personality.
Mom, if you're listening, you probably shouldn't let me listen to Ice-T records when I was fucking 6 years old, because I've been calling women bitches ever since. I'm sorry, I don't mean it. That's just how I was raised by gangster rappers. Anyways.
What I'm saying is the person that I'm interested the person that I find attractive are somewhere around 40... 39, 40 to mid 40s.
I get you. I'm just saying you described her as an older an older lady.
I
want
to hold on.
Yeah.
What's the exact?
I would say, let's say 38 to 45.
Yeah, but what about when you go around like 28?
I don't do that.
Okay. Just.
I feel like a creeper. If you're closer to my kid's age, I can't do it. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I'm just curious.
Hey, about 6 months ago, I did it.
Wait. Well, no.
Yeah, I'll give you the story.
Yep. Can't wait.
Went to a bar with some friends of mine. It was before all this shit happened. And they had some friends there. And,
what, 9/11? Before 9/11?
No, I think it was around Halloweenish.
Hey, apparently our signal sucks. So these people are bitching that it's freezing and doing whatever. Sorry about your luck. I am recording this. It'll be on YouTube later as a full video. And whatever.
Hey, look at this. So bottom line is, myself tonight. You'll never see me again.
I went to this bar and I got fucked up with a couple of friends of mine. We were playing darts and we were playing pool, and it was a little fucking neighborhood bar. And this girl was flirting with me a little bit, and you know, it was a long time ago, Octoberish, maybe even September.
Yeah.
And she said, "Hey, you want to come over?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I want to come over." Ended up spending the night with her, had a good time. The next day I said to her, "So how old are you?" And she said, 29. And first I felt like a real fucking creeper, perfect pervert, you know. And don't get me wrong, I didn't regret it. This wasn't a fucking angel. This was a barfly girl who liked to fuck. That's what this was. And
was she a little bit chunky?
Actually, no, she wasn't chunky at all. I was a little worried because
too skinny?
I thought she might have been a tweaker.
Oh, I like
wasn't.
That, dude.
But, you know, the cool thing about her was.
Calm down, Moja, man.
Here's the cool thing about her. Yeah. The next day, I actually spent the night there because I was so fucked up. I spent the night there and woke up the next day, and she was there. And that's when I asked her how old she was, and she told me. And I went, "Hey, had a great time, thanks." And she said, "Me too. See you when I see you." Totally fucking cool.
That's incredible.
Yeah, didn't fuck with me. She didn't want nothing to do with me. I'm a fucking old man. But she wanted, you know, maybe I don't know. Maybe she just wanted some dick. But she got it, and we had a good time, but I did feel pretty fucking creepy afterwards. Too young for me. Way too young for me.
28 is so old. Chris, you're good, bud. I'm telling you, you are good. 28?
I don't know, man.
What do you mean you don't know? This is... here's the deal. All right, so check this out. Let me divulge...
Hey, little hands. Nectar of the gods, bitch.
Hey, short hands.
Doll hands.
I'm on Tinder. It's the most fun. You guys should be on Tinder no matter what, whether you're, you know, fully committed and love your human being that you're with or you're single. It's so much fun. It's the best shit of all time. Women are so overly opinionated. I love my cat and my dog and just waiting for the one man to sweep me off my feet / suck my cock. They just suck. But check this out. Here's the deal. When you talk to these people and you meet up with them.
Yes.
Because you can.
Yes.
9 times out of 10, they are so fucking basic and regular, just like everybody else, but their pictures are all blown out of proportion, and they turn out to be just a regular, boring fuck with their stinky fucking breath and their stupid-ass fucking toenails. They don't even make any sense. Fuck them, dude. They're so weird. People are weird. The internet's so creepy. What?
You're really upset about this, man.
It just breaks my heart that people feel like they can lie their way through this weird ass life, as opposed to just like erase your Facebook and your Instagrams and all your bullshit and just like have good buddies.
Well, I'll give you a funny. I'll give you a funny with just like that. And
I mean that.
A friend of mine told me, "Hey," a friend of mine said, "it's time for you to date again."
No, it isn't.
I'm with you. I don't want to date again. I'm not in the mood right now. Spend a lot of time with my kids. Life is good. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing this. I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
He said, go to one of these dating sites and see what's out there. Yeah. You know? So I made a profile on one of these internet dating sites. I've never done it before. Mm-hmm. It wasn't one of the ones where you go to fuck. It was one of the ones where they wanted to actually go out to dinner and blah, blah, blah. Every one of these fucking bitches was, I'm looking for a man who's this and this and well-educated, which I am. I'm educated, but I'm not concerned about this and this. I want a guy who does this and this. And I'm like, who the fuck are you looking for? Are you looking for fucking Fabio? Or are you looking for fucking Bill Gates? Who the fuck are you looking for on this fucking dating site, you bitch?
Right. And here's the wildest
shit. And they're crazy people.
Yeah. They are regular-ass motherfuckers. But here's the crazy part. Is it's you just pleasing with creative sentences and look at this and this is me and all this shit, and they don't ever have to prove anything because they have a fucking pussy. Get out of here. You're fucking boring. You're a boring ass
the thing
bitch.
About it is, I don't want to this one girl sent me a message
I
one time
hate it.
This girl sent me a message one time, says, hey, how you doing? So I sent back how are you. Next thing you know, the first thing she fucking says to me, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior? And I went,
no, the answer is no.
I went, really? That's how we're going to start this fucking conversation?
Yeah, one time I did it on accident.
I said, we're not on the same page here, sweetheart. I got to go. And the thing about it is, you know, you get on those dating sites and you fucking bullshit with somebody and you know, hey, do you like this? Maybe we like the same thing. We like sports, whatever. I don't give a fuck. But the first thing she says is, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior? And I went.
You went.
Yeah, I went, are you fucking crazy? Do you really think I'm going to stay
John
here?
John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, I gave my only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Well, that last stroke was nice. You had a nice little upswing on it.
I've never done that before.
I think you have.
I think you have too.
I think you've definitely.
Matter of fact, I know you have.
Though, seriously, all that shit. Everyone's so fucking full of shit behind their screens. I hate that.
Hey, man, don't point at my screen. We're supposed to be answering Twiz's fucking emails.
Oh yeah, we're
imagine what his.
Wait, hold on a second. Oh. We're in the middle of fucking.
I didn't know that.
But I did want to go a side question. I don't even know what you guys get started because I'm apparently our stream's choppy. There's shit going on. And people are giving me advice.
Give
so I'm reading
shit.
Other stuff. We are recording, like I said. Yeah, you're right. Who gives a shit? That's why I didn't interrupt you guys.
You.
What I was going to ask was, is there any music video that you can just, you know, not everybody jerks off to sporting stuff. That's weird, kind of. I mean, you do, because, you know, you're you. But, like, normal people don't really jerk off to sporting stuff. But I think almost
I don't on a regular basis.
I know, calm down. But I think everyone has jerked off to a music video.
Moulin Rouge.
Oh, damn, you knew right where I was going.
Christina Aguilera.
No, I did.
He was right on that. All right. So you're Moulin Rouge over there for Nicholas. By the way, guys, I'm sorry you can't see Nick. Eventually, we're going to have four cameras. We're going to be a lot more fancy. We're going to fix all these fucking streaming issues we got going on. This is the first fucking time. Go fuck yourself if you expect it better. The video will be on YouTube for me telling you to go fuck yourself. I love you, though. Thanks for listening. I say go fuck yourself in the most loving way. I promise you that.
Is that what it is?
Anyways, so music video. Which one have you jerked off to?
I jerked off about 50, 60 times to Britney Spears' Toxic, where she was on the airplane. She had that fucking bodysuit on that looked like she was naked.
What I like most about that is knowing that you were like 47 when that came out, and she was and she was 20 or something like that.
It doesn't matter.
She, I know, but that's just
when she was
like
young, she was fucking incredible looking. And you know what? The thing about, fuck off. And and remember, I was DJing in a club at the time, and I was surrounded by people that were fucking mid to upper 20s, and that's just who you fucking adapt yourself
but
to.
But another thing I like about that, I mean, I'm just criticizing your pick because that's what I do, is at that point, there was internet porn. Mine kind of goes back to before internet porn. At the point that there was internet porn, why the fuck do I want to jerk off to a Britney Spears music video when I could jerk
off
to a lady?
She looked naked. She was wearing this,
but she
this body. She looked naked, though, and
but
that's enough for my fucking. No, she had on this fucking brown tan bodysuit that was like really skin tight, almost looked like paint, and she was on a fucking airplane and she fucking rolled around, and I don't give a fuck what anybody said. She was fucking ridiculous hot.
No, no, I agree with you. She's
and when she was on that plane and she had this fucking thing, I was like, you know, I was sitting there going, hey, I'm about halfway there. I'm halfway there, I can get all the way there. So, and I got a fucking remote in my hand that says rewind on it. So I can hit rewind a couple dozen times. Next thing you know, I'm in first class next to her. She's waiting on me. And we're joining the Mile High Club in the fucking bathroom.
Now, mine is, and I can't remember the exact song.
Chris, you just said a couple dozen. Oh, so I just rewound it 24 fucking times.
Hey, when I was a kid, you grew up with porn and you hit fast forward button.
How was the song?
I don't know what the song sounded like.
I feel like the song has to be.
It was a terrible song. It was a terrible song.
You can work through that.
I didn't have to work through shit. She was wearing this skin-tight fucking bodysuit. No, I didn't mute it. I toned it out, but I tuned the shit out, but I just looked at this fucking bodysuit, and I was like, fuck, that's incredible body.
You have to know the tune if you didn't tune it out, though.
I can sing you the whole fucking song. I'm a lyrics guy. I know what the words to the songs are.
Are you a lyrics guy?
I was a DJ for 33 years.
I'm not a lyrics guy.
And I told him, my biggest pet peeve is you sing the fucking words wrong. I don't want to know you. If you don't know the words, don't sing it.
That's intense.
If you don't know the words, don't fucking sing the song.
All right. Anyways, mine
was... I still like you.
Mine was Janet Jackson. I don't remember the exact video, so it was kind of
stupid. Ooh, it was Pleasure Principle with those tight jeans on.
I don't know. It was the one where people were looking through, like, door holes, and she was, like, making out with her dude, and she was just fucking
hot. That was
probably
nasty then.
It was, like, 92 or 93, maybe 94.
Probably Miss Jackson if you're nasty, bitch.
It was not during her initial crushing moment. It was during a little bit later. But Janet Jackson was my girl, and that was mine. Ryan, do you have any rememberable jerk-off videos for you?
Nope.
No doubt? Try to look up a skirt and...
No, I swear to God, not a single one.
No, that's weird.
I'm being serious. I had a VHS when I was way too young. It was called Miami Spice.
And sounds like
it was
a good
full
one.
On porno, and I always had that. So, like, and by the way, music videos. Music has always spoke to me, man. I love music. I'm kind of good at it, and I appreciate it. No, I'm being serious. Like, I can play stuff. I understand things. I appreciate things. I can sing. You know,
you're a hell of a lot better musician than I am.
So I just always music was like. If you made a sexy music video, I didn't give a fuck. Oh, that did make me think, though. That Aerosmith one with the one.
Oh, love in an elevator.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
Dude looks like a lady.
No.
You know what it is.
No, it was the one with Alicia Silverstone and Liv Tyler.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Those were sexy. And I have...
Yeah,
I've,
that just hit me.
Yeah. Yeah, I've dedicated a load or two to that one. So.
I've dedicated a load or two. He rewound something. A couple dozen.
I've never
times.
Done that one. All right, guys. Second question. Who are you guys' top three fan? Words are hard to say. Who are your guys' top three favorite stand-up comedians? And in general, do you prefer dirty comedy like Bob Saget? I'm annoyed that he used that as this example.
Yeah, fuck that.
Or more clean comedy like Jim Gaffigan? Just referring to stand-up only. All right. I am going to go number one. Chris, you always get the answer first because that's the way it works. But go ahead.
Cool.
And I, for one thing.
Am I going first?
Yeah. There's no one at this table that doesn't prefer dirty comedy. All right.
My number one is, without a doubt right now, is Bill Burr.
Okay.
I think everything he fucking does is hilarious.
That's most people's number one right now, and I don't blame him. Men's number one.
Yeah,
anyways, white men.
He's fucking hilarious. I'm going to go all the way back to my favorite all time.
I don't give a fuck. You just got to give me three. It doesn't
okay.
say specific.
I'll give you Bill Burr. I like, you're not going to like this, but I like Ron White. I think Ron White's hilarious.
Okay, you're wrong about that.
Yeah, why would I?
Why would I not like that? Yeah. And hold on, before you even say that, I know why you think I wouldn't like that, because he was on that Blue Comedy tour.
Yeah.
It was Larry the Cable Guy. He did not fit in with that.
No.
Ron White
he's funny. He's truly
Ron
funny.
Ron White hasn't stopped drinking in 30 years, and they said, hey, do you want to make fucking $90,000 a gig? And he's like, oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's Ron White. He wasn't a redneck comic ever. He's Ron fucking White, the fucking man. So, yeah, go on. I love Ron White.
I love Ron White. So, I'm going Bill Burr, one, Ron White, two, and for three, I'll go with Richard Pryor. I watched him as a kid, and they say Lenny Bruce was the first one that got blue and started with the dirty comedy. Yep. When I grew up, Richard Pryor was doing live on Sunset Strip and shit like that, and I couldn't take my eyes off it. Now, There's a lot I've liked since and a million I've liked since, but if I can only pick three, I'm going Burr, Ron White, Richard Pryor.
All right, I'm going to answer this a little bit different than you answered it. You went all time. I'm not going to go all time because it's just too hard for me to decide only three. Damn. It really is only too hard.
I just said that because I'm going.
Yeah, you can go either way. But my number top three, and I'm going to put no particular order in this because I don't want
to. You always do that because you don't have the fucking balls to fucking come up with a conclusion.
All right, I'm going to go in order. I'm going to go in order just because I just didn't want me and you's number one to be the same. My number one is Bill Burr still. His last two haven't been as good.
No, I agree.
But they've still been better than most people's. Right. It's just not only that, but his last two, I've seen him live before I've seen the special. So the material wasn't brand new to me. I listened to his podcast. The thing about listening to podcasts is it kind of ruins stand-up comedy for you sometimes because you hear them go over their material kind of.
Right.
They might not be making a joke of it, but they kind of... Right. Say it. You know what I mean? Yeah. They don't say it in the way they would say it, but you know what they're talking about. Yeah. So that kind of ruined Bill Burr for me, I think, since I started listening to his podcast. But I'm going to give him number one. Bill Burr, if you haven't seen him on Netflix, come on, dude. Stop it. Stop it. Especially if you're a male in the ages of 20 to 60. You're going to appreciate that dude. He's hilarious. I can see how women don't like him. He's fucking chauvinistic as shit. Right now, number two, and I'm talking about right now, I'm going Tom Segura. I love
him.
Tom Segura.
Love him.
Tom Segura. And that's one of those guys that maybe doesn't come off as funny in his podcast and stuff like that. Every once in a while, he'll make me laugh. But his stand-up comedy is fucking great.
We saw him live. And I did.
We saw him live. I loved it. It was a great time.
Yeah, great show.
Number three, and I'm going to go out on a... Probably don't see this one coming, and I'm going to name a girl. And I'm typically not a fan of female comedy. I don't know if that makes me a fucking chauvinistic
guy or not. Don't say Amy Schumer.
But I don't... No. I don't give a shit. I did like Amy Schumer when she first came out, though. But she's
changed.
Now
she sucks.
Yeah, now she's a shill. Ali Wong.
I like Ali Wong.
Ali Wong is great. Fucking hilarious. I remember there was a bit in hers, and I don't want to do her bit, and I don't fucking know anyway, so I just fucked it up.
Oh, you should anyway.
But it was just like where she looked at the camera, she said, "It's 2019. If you're not eating ass, go fuck yourself." You know, it was something like that. It was perfect.
Yeah,
she, and she was like,
God knows, I agree with that.
Yeah. I think that was on the recent Netflix.
Yeah, it was on her most recent Netflix. Apparently, she was about to record her third Netflix special, and then this quarantine shit happened, so she didn't get to. But she has two specials. The newest one, I think, is her best material. If you guys haven't listened to it, Ali Wong is fucking hilarious.
I like her.
So that's my top three working right now.
She does a lot of writing for a lot of TV shows, Ali Wong.
You know, a lot of those guys do. I mean, fucking Bill Burr got to start on the Chappelle Show.
Yeah. My all-time would be George Carlin.
Love him. Love him.
And then Richard Pryor, of course. And then Louis Black.
I love Louis Black.
Louis Black is literally like, and I do love him. I've seen him. And he's fucking hilarious.
He's angry. That's all the time.
He's hilarious, but he is literally, and it sounds funny because all of it's kind of an act. But his is more of an act. You know what I mean? He was literally a theater major and stuff. He was he's a big theater guy, and he goes on and he kind of does a character, which Larry the Cable Guy does too.
Right. But I do think he's fucking hilarious.
Am I talking too much for you, buddy?
Nothing.
You don't get an opinion on this. I get to decide how much I talk.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Don't punch that.
Well, what's your answer to the top three comedians, Ryan?
I can't wait to give this answer.
Well,
you guys
turn.
Went ahead and let the fucking engineer.
The engineer's allowed talking. He just doesn't sit over here.
I'm just kidding. I love you, Nick. Is your name Nick? Fuck yeah, dude. I'm remembering shit today. And when I'm on a lot of pharmaceuticals, I tend to, my brain.
Pharmaceuticals. Dig it.
The synapses.
They're prescribed.
And then I'll forget tomorrow, but I'm doing good right now. Here's the deal. You you brought up Ali Wong. Wong? What is it?
Ali Wong.
And I remember...
your list has like 34 names on it at this point. Just name your top fucking three and let's get going.
Oh, fucking second.
Go ahead.
Hour and a half.
You
show,
and I man. Went to a comedy show one time. And I don't know who the female comedian was. You and I were there.
No, you know who that was? That was Jim Norton.
And love Jim Norton.
We seen him at Funny Bone when it was still in Newport.
Yes.
The opening
that place
act
was the shit. How did that not work?
You know what? It's funny, and you don't remember this, obviously, and I do. The opening act was Amy Schumer.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You know what her joke was?
She was fucking hilarious.
She
that was
said,
when she was brand new.
She said, "I'm allergic to cock." And then she goes, every time I suck it, it makes my throat swell up around a penis. And I remember thinking, like, that's not even funny. That I'm just horny as shit now.
No, it's one of those things that female comedians can get away with saying because guys are going to laugh and enjoy it no matter what because they see a... Especially back then, Amy Schumer was an attractive lady up on stage wearing some tight...
And now she's not.
Wearing some tight leather pants and looking good. Night. And you're like, ooh, yeah.
Right.
I enjoyed that.
Now Amy Schumer looks like 300 pounds of chewed gum. She doesn't look good at all. Fucking looks terrible.
What a fucking good goddamn sentence.
Double bubble.
Yeah, she's terrible looking. She's huge.
Do you remember that... Jim Norton killed it, of course. Oh, but yeah, do you remember I won a contest while we were there and I had to get on stage?
How do I not remember that?
You had to, like, you know, fill out a card that's on the table, and I was the one that won.
Hey, you know what I do remember?
It was like won a free appetizer.
You know what I do remember is me and you, we went to a couple comedy shows together. We went down to Louisville and seen Joe Rogan, and you get to meet Joe Rogan after it's done. You went in line, meet him, talk to him or whatever. I talked to him and Duncan Trussell. Who, by the way, if you guys haven't watched Midnight Gospel on Netflix, it's fucking...
The best.
It's trippy as shit. That's Duncan Trussell. He's the man.
Duncan Trussell.
And he was a great stand-up comedian. That was a great set. Yes. But we met Joe Rogan. We sat in the line, and I don't remember what I said. I think I barely talked to him. I think you talked to him, and I went and talked to Duncan Trussell. And I remember the first thing you said to him, you're like, hey, man, do you eat ass? You had a fucking hour to sit in line and wait to meet Joe Rogan, and that's what you came up with is do you eat ass? Wait.
I was next to my wife in line, and I said, I love eating ass, and I want my ass eaten too. What do you think? And he was just like, oh, I don't know. Seems kind of dirty.
It was awkward as fuck.
And then,
remember, you were all excited to ask him if he ate ass and waiting
Duncan,
for
a Duncan Trussell had a joke about how everybody comes out of their mom's pussy like it's the on elevator. Yeah.
Great joke.
And it blew my mind. Like, sometimes the floor you come out on is really nice, and sometimes it's the basement level. Sometimes it's the worst.
Did you give your three?
Yeah, here it goes.
All right, let's go.
All right, so check this out. I'm going to go only current. I have Eddie Murphy on here, and I crossed it out, which is hilarious.
Fucking love Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest. But
yeah, of course.
If you're going current, then no.
So I love Bobby Lee.
Yeah, Bobby Lee is hilarious. Are you familiar with Bobby Lee?
No.
Little Asian fella that comes off as gay, but he always has really hot girlfriends, so I don't think he's gay.
No,
but he is funny as fuck. He was on Mad TV.
How about Bob Rocky?
Bob Rocky was fun to talk to.
He was. All right, Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee, and then Andrew Santino has been blowing my fucking mind.
Now, are you talking about stand-up, or are you just talking about on podcast?
Just talking. Yeah.
Okay, because he is funny
on
podcast.
I'm not talking about any stand-up, really.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, he is funny on podcast.
Kind of the same difference these days.
To a certain extent, yes.
It seems like...
Yeah. I get you. I do think Andrew Santino is funny as fuck.
And then Chris DiStefano.
Chris DiStefano has been funny as shit, too.
Fuck, man.
That is also a good one.
Him just...
I got nervous when you said Chris. I thought you were going Chris D'Elia. Me and you have both talked about Chris D'Elia...
I think Chris D'Elia is
funny. I have good
He's
taste.
Funny as fuck on podcast and everything else. I think his stand-up is
it's
awful.
Not one
I think
hour
it's meant for like,
worth
for
of
like
shit.
Women and people that used to love Dane Cook too much.
You know what's funny?
Yes!
There's a couple people like that.
And I think he's funny, though. Don't
fucking
get me wrong.
Hillbilly Boy,
both of them are
Rodney
funny.
Carrington, used to be hilarious. Then his wife fucking left him, and his
that.
Comedy sucked after that. Rodney Carrington.
I've heard his name, but I don't know who he is.
He was he comes out with a cowboy hat and a guitar. He sings a few funny songs, but he had funny comedy, and then his wife left him, and he sucked. He got fat, and it sucked.
All right.
Next question.
What is the strangest lubrication you guys have ever used to jack off? Olive oil, toothpaste, motor oil, etc.
Mine is easy. I jack off dry, and that's...
Every time you've never fucked around and tried to jack off a different way?
I've tried it with lotion, but...
I mean, I'm definitely a... we've talked about this. We both jack off dry.
Chris uses baby powder.
Well, actually...
Nick! Boom!
A girl jacked me off...
Turn my mic out.
A girl jacked me off with something once. I guess that would be my answer. That's she fucked me off
baby
with a handful of grape jelly.
Grape jelly? She
grape jelly. Well,
grape jelly?
This was a girl that liked the whipped cream on the nipples.
I know, but grape jelly just seems messy.
She grabbed a handful of grape jelly and was stroking my dick.
Maybe
with
like
it.
Grape jam, because jam has a little bit better consistency.
But the basic answer is I jack off dry. Always have, always will.
Well, you answered the question, though, because he said the strangest ever, not your preference.
Yeah, the girl grabbed a handful of fucking Welch's grape jelly.
Okay, go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, that's the hottest thing ever, though.
See, just you're the fucking guy, man.
Grape jelly? Are you kidding me?
It was a fucking jar. She reached in and grabbed a scoop.
I was going to say, what grape jelly do you get where you're and squeezing
then,
it out?
Then there's squeezing bottle.
You get the squeeze bottle?
Everything's squeeze bottle, isn't it?
I don't ever buy the squeeze
bottle. All right. So,
Jeff, I don't know why. She had grape, not strawberry. She had grape there. I think that's her preference, so that's what she
He's
got.
He's talking to some. It's Joff, by the way.
Oh, Joff. So, this is a
he
weird
thinks he's a
one.
Fucking Toys
This is
us.
A weird one. Oh, my goodness.
We expected weird out of you with this question.
No, I mean, I've been pretty mild this time.
Hey, by the way, this is his last question, so best regards, Get Pussy 69 is how he ends his things.
Get Pussy 69.
That's my man. Get
Dude,
Pussy 69.
I like him. And are there more questions? I hope
no, this
so.
Is it. But
so
go
check
ahead and answer
this
yours.
Out. It was Depp hair gel.
That gets sticky. It gets sticky and it dries up.
We're not talking about our preference. We're saying the weirdest thing.
Not until I came. You know what I mean?
What, it activated it?
No, I'm just... No.
No, you had to keep saying, like, dunking your hand in a cup of water to get it...
It turns on. It turns out if you... If
and
you,
then...
All you have to do is come on it, and it actually becomes lubrication. Is that what you're saying? All
and
this year
you,
we've messed
up. And then
that.
You jack off again.
No.
No, it's the same.
The weirdest thing, I've never had a girl do some special thing like grape jelly. Yours was you did it yourself or a girl pulled that
oh,
out?
Oh yeah, of course.
I figure
yeah.
I've never
think
used anything
I think I know
Vaseline
a different I think I know a different style of people
never,
than you guys.
You've never used anything wild?
No.
Like toothpaste or anything cuz you're so no. worn
toothpaste
like,
is fucking dry and scratchy and it would hurt.
I would never do it either. I'm just saying.
The whitening toothpaste.
Hey dude, hey by the way, when I get so horny, that's why I would ever put a fucking razor in my butt. You know what I mean?
See,
it's
I'm all for the razor in your
because,
butt.
Like,
I'm just
really,
not for the.
It never starts that way. Is my point.
All right,
I'm
guys.
All for the,
Chris,
you know what?
I don't ever go.
You putting a razor in your butt is nothing but respect on my end. I'm for you.
Stop 1 second. Hey guys, leave comments right now in the messages or comments or whatever, and we will answer those questions at any time. I want to give them time. Now, I'll razor in the butt. Let's go.
All right, so DollarShaveClub.com. Here's the deal, guys. You guys ever scratch your nutsack with a razor for no reason because you're stupid as shit?
Are you calling me stupid shit right now?
I'm talking to them.
My nut was my nuts were bleeding last week.
What? Why?
Because I had a tiny little skin tag on my nuts, and I ran a razor over them and shaved it off.
You're telling me your fucking perfect? Beautiful dick had a skin tag.
My nuts did. A tiny
Have
little
you seen
one.
Seen his dick?
Yes, I've seen his dick. It's unfortunate.
But let me tell you something. I normally veet,
so
and then I take
pretty.
The razor and
it's
I clean up
part.
The areas that the veet didn't get. So I was going across the balls, and the ball hair, for some reason, is real
that
hard to
ends.
Shave off.
Mm-hmm.
And I went like this, and it must have been a tiny little shade of a skin tag there, and it shaved the fucker right off. And my nuts bled for about 35 minutes.
But that's gone now.
It's gone now. Nuts are smooth.
No more skin tags.
No, nuts are smooth. I'm going to let you feel them.
All right, let me ask you this, Ryan. I know me and you have a lot of the same friends, but we grew up not hanging out that much until we got older.
Yeah.
Chris thought it was really weird that I haven't really seen that many of my friends' dicks. Now, I'm talking about the people you grew up with and that
I've
and that
seen
section
all
of
my
people.
Friends' dicks. I've seen your
like,
dick.
Like, you know, my friends growing up, your Adams, your even your brother,
yeah,
Clint, you know, Matt, all those guys that I hung out with the most, I've never really seen any
Check
of their dicks.
Check this out. I have never seen any of their dicks.
Exactly. He thought it was really weird that I hadn't seen all
I've
my
seen
friends' dicks.
Everybody's dick.
None of them.
I mean, like, you're obviously one guy that would give a fuck and would show people because you're you, and that's awesome, but... I mean,
yeah,
just in
that's
general,
not, that's
I don't.
Honestly, kind of rare. Like,
I guess I'm
no,
more
no,
comfortable.
For real, it is
I'm more comfortable
rare,
in my own skin than you must be because
I don't think that has anything
I don't
to
have,
do with it.
I don't think I'm gay because I look at a guy's dick. If I look at a guy's
no
dick,
I thought you were gay.
No, but if I look at a guy's dick, I told him before it's because I don't want to miss something. Let's say hypothetically, you and me are standing at a campfire and you pull your dick out to pee. Let's say you've got a fucking masterpiece trophy dick that I don't want to miss. I'm gonna glance. If it's normal, I'm going to turn back and continue okay. my urination. Right. If it's huge, I'm going to have something in the back of my fucking brain that said, Man, Ryan had a nice dick.
Yep.
Hey, you know,
but I'm not going to miss that.
By the way, I'm just watching our own Facebook stream. And what I love about it is for some reason they're putting up
the words on it.
They're putting subtitles.
Yes.
Hey, I do want to say this. I would love to see every single one of my friends' dicks. Every single one of them.
I have.
But I just never, like, it was never a thing. I went there.
I try not to because I don't want to judge them.
I want to know what Adam's dick looks like. I want to see your dick right now.
You've been asking me about my dick.
No, Joff, it doesn't.
But, I mean, all the way down the list. Dude, what was his name? Who's the dude that moved away to California and became a lawyer? What was his name?
Jamie?
It was so weird. His sister had a boy name and he had a girl name. That was so weird, right?
That is kind of weird, but what are we getting about dicks?
I was just saying.
You
want to
see Jamie's dick?
No, I don't want to see his
dick. I heard Jamie has... Let me talk about Jamie's dick for a sec, because I've heard details, because me and him dated the same girl. I heard he had the... And I want Jesse, if she's watching this, to know this about your brother's balls. I heard he had the perfect, like, his wrinkles on his balls were so prune-like and perfect that it just mesmerized this girl.
I
know, it's just a weird thing is perfect balls.
Well, that's the funny thing is it was actually described to me as like this perfect thing, and I'm just thinking, like, you remember this that much about this guy's balls that it had to really stick out. You know what I mean?
I enjoy my balls.
I was just about to say.
Hey, where do you put your other hand when you're jerking off? Well, we know when you got your razor, obviously.
Two hands every time. I mean, dead serious.
We talked about that last week.
Check this out. There's a pump of conditioner.
His mom's conditioner.
Mom's conditioner. Yeah. All right, you're pumping mom's conditioner.
Get after it.
You do a double. You look like
that's
you're
like
giving,
an Indian rug burn.
That's what I was about to say.
That's
you
what
look
I'm
like,
thinking.
You look
that
like
would hurt.
Indian burn. Yes.
Indian burn. Yeah.
You give your dick an Indian burn every time you jerk off.
Well, it doesn't burn.
Oh yeah, you lotion.
Hey, dude. Get after it.
I feel like if I go both ways, I don't like it.
No, you would. Here's the deal. The backhand? It reaches up and gets those balls. You kind of like condition your balls. All you do, you kind of condition, and then sometimes reach back a little bit.
Do you ever use a finger for your butthole?
No.
That's too weird for you?
Razor only.
There's something about putting a finger in my butt that feels just...
Dirty?
That's naive.
That's the
crime. Right.
Naive.
It feels right.
that's the line.
See, I don't do that either. I don't do the finger in the butthole thing because, A, I really like to be sprawled out when I'm doing it, and I hate to cramp my fucking body and put it in a weird position to get a finger in the butt. I don't, because it
see,
throws
I stretch
everything else
before
off.
I do all of this, Chris.
See, I don't do any of that. But is that the last question for Get Pussy?
Yeah, I'm just reading these comments, man. Hey, guys, I know this live stream is not working out for you guys, and it's probably choppier shit, but this totally does add a whole new element to this podcast. And honestly, the audio, when we actually put out the podcast, is going to sound shitty. But this is a good time.
This is a great time.
This might even be a separate thing. Who knows? But
best time.
As of right now, I love your guys' comments. I know I told you guys to go fuck yourself earlier, but I've been reading them the whole time. I just wanted to get through our shit first before I started to get to it. So now I'm going to go through these and look for some nice little questions for us.
Okay, before you do
that, you guys talk about dicks.
Before you do that, I'm going to say to everybody watching out there that I would love to play a round of golf this week if anybody wants to play.
What?
Play golf?
Hold on. This motherfucker's out here talking about... Oh, that's right. He's obsessed with golf.
Hold on a second. I play golf. I want to play a round of golf this week. If anybody wants to play, I can play Tuesday or Wednesday. If anybody wants to play, please hit me up because I'm dying to get out.
Is this a trick question?
No, it's not a trick question.
Do you know that I love golf and I played golf in high school? I was on the golf team.
Well, we got two. We need two more.
Are you shitting me?
We need two more. No, fuck no. I play golf all the time.
I didn't know that you like golf. That's cool, man.
Fuck yeah, I do. So, Get Pussy 69. Thank you. Thank you for your questions, as always.
Eat your mom's pussy. 4-4-3-2-1.
Hey, that
Thanks
guy,
a lot
let me
for
tell you
checking
something.
In with us.
Get Pussy 69 is devoted. He sends questions in every single week.
Hey, where did Nick come from? Dude, he's got perfect tattoos, perfect hat. He's Nick's, handsome as shit.
Nick's a good-looking guy, isn't he?
Fuck him, man. I was supposed to be the good-looking one. I thought I was coming to a how in the fuck are you guys ever getting laid party.
Oh, can I say one more thing?
Here's Nick.
Wait, hold on a sec. I want to say one more thing. to Kenny D Big Dick Man.
Yeah, I just went through the comments and they won't let me get back far enough probably to ask you
Kenny
these guys questions.
Dick Man, who got on the Facebook the other day and said, "Hey, a big shout out to my man Jason Bauman, the coolest fucking podcast. Hey Kenny, go fuck yourself. There's two of us on this podcast, you dildo."
No, but he was giving.
He could have thrown me in for a fucking PS or something, but he didn't even do that. You fuckface.
Did you miss the joke?
Chris thinks he's dying soon.
You seen the joke? Nuts. The joke was that he spelled every fucking thing wrong to get on my nerves.
Still hurting my feelings.
Hey, dude, listen to this. This motherfucker is like 59 years old or something. Fucking, you know, way too old. And he's spelling cool, K-E-W-L.
The coolest guy K-E-W-L. On the fucking podcast circus. Hey, hey, Kenny Dickman.
Exactly.
Fuck you.
It bothered me so much.
You know what that means?
I don't know how much it bothers you.
That means that Kenny wants me to die, too, so he can get the next fucking... Listen,
Chris, and Kenny's a great guy. The guy, he's a funny dude.
You know
but
what?
Come on, man. K-E-W-L. That's go it. Fuck yourself, Kenny.
Shout out to Alex Garmacino.
And LT's listening.
LT.
Hey, LT, shout out to the Carolinas, man. Guys. You know how it goes. Hey, I wish I had a Ferris wheel. I don't. All I got is pretty pictures of Cincinnati. And this guy with 69 nipples.
Like
but I love you, bro, bro.
Is my funeral. Gotta stop mixing alcohol with
this is
going
to suck the people that don't listen to our live.
Oh, yeah.
I don't give a fuck. This is fun.
Because of our experiment that we've got going, I need 5 more female volunteers.
Yeah, we need... let's specify that. We need volunteers. I'm not trying to have girls at work. Preferably not girls from work, honestly. Maybe one or two of you. You know, that's fine. But
let us do this public service announcement first.
I want you guys, 5-6 girls, to come ahead and say, "Hey, I want to see Chris Tease's penis."
You're a pervert.
And rate it from a 1-10 scale. Not in a sexual way, but totally in a sexual way.
And if
but
I know not, you hate my guts, I'm not going to allow you to be one of the judges. I want neutral people here.
Hey, why would anyone hate your guts? I don't think
a lot of people do.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody that hates your guts is going to watch this show.
Well, that's a fact.
Yeah. I just noticed in this video that my leg's out, and I look sexy as fuck, man. I've been playing with my knee the whole time. Look at this. Where? Just stroking that leg. Hey, just look at it. Look at it, ladies. Just stroking that leg. Anyways, you guys need to rate his dick on a 1-10
scale. We need some women. Yeah, we need to come up with a final. I've gotten some good scores. I've gotten some bad scores. But we need 5 or 6 women that are willing to volunteer to look at my dick pic and give me an honest answer and an honest rating of what my dick is. And men, you're not allowed. Someone asked me if it was turned off again, but I don't think it is.
Now, Ryan just has a hard time.
So any ladies that want to be a judge.
Here's the deal. This is the second
time. He has a hard time, too. It's all right. I'm the only one that's really good at this.
You got the best haircut, dude.
Yeah, for real. You're really bad. I'm going to talk shit about Chris for a second here. I have to edit these videos every week.
That.
And you'll go off where all of a sudden you're like this. And talking about the dick.
Because you've got the fucking comfortable fucking chair. I'm sitting on a log.
Yeah. Same. And here's
he's got a fucking reclining thing with a headpiece, and I'm sitting on a fucking...
And here's the other thing.
For one thing, I've only had this
Chris,
chair for 2 weeks, so that's a horrible excuse.
You know what? I spent my whole life on a fucking microphone. I was a DJ for 32 fucking years.
Well, not too close, obviously. We have cheap microphones, so when you go real far, it's not going to work out that well.
Okay, but you're sitting there in a fucking lazy boy, and I'm sitting here on a fucking log that fell over.
I'll start trading you. I don't give a fuck. I actually don't...
Okay.
You're right there.
Motherfucker.
Hey, but here's the deal.
I got a good would you rather.
Yeah. Well, and also, do you understand? No, yeah, what the fuck?
Where are we at?
Why are you trying to wrap this up?
I'm not trying to wrap up shit.
128. Hour and a half. We're at an hour and a half right now.
Oh, well, good. How about a would you rather now then?
This is a long one. You don't want a long one?
I want a long one, but we don't have to end it now. I can just give you a would you rather now.
Calm down, Ryan.
So maybe we can actually have topics that we're talking about instead of just fucking constant rambling.
Hey, Chris, I want to throw this at you real quick before would you rather.
Okay.
I just wanted you to go to the website and read the crazy shit that people said about people's dicks.
I'll do that for you.
Now, your dick is a 9.9.
See, you're saying my dick is like fucking looking the first time at the Mona Lisa. Is that what you're saying? If you stood in the fucking Louvre and stared at the Mona Lisa, you'd be saying...
Mona Lisa, ugly, though.
That's what I was going to say!
It's still a masterpiece
Damn,
work
Nick
of art.
The fucking, hey, stay out of it.
Still a masterpiece work of art.
The Mona Lisa sucks. Your dick is beautiful compared to that.
You do got a... Well, I don't even know. I've really...
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I almost said it, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I think I was just agreeing with him, though.
Hey, look at your shirt. You know about pretty shit.
Jason likes cock. Jason likes cock.
All right. That's all I want to say.
Get fuck yourself.
You know what? You know what? And the thing about it is that you... being comfortable enough in your own skin to say that I have a nice dick, that says a lot about your character, pal, and I'm right there with you.
Hey, but what I will say is, Ryan, you get brought up every week almost on this podcast, and I know you don't listen, so go fuck yourself for not listening to my podcast constantly. You were one of my best friends, and you don't listen to my podcast constantly, and you're not the only one. Mr. Adam Nuri, go fuck yourself because you don't listen to every single podcast. If you guys did a podcast, I would listen to every single one of them.
Well, here's the deal.
So I'm just saying.
Well, here's the deal. I'd love to be on your podcast every week because I love you guys.
No, I told you no.
Fucking great. Did you hear what he just said?
I
told you no.
But he said it very subliminally, so he didn't hurt your feelings.
He didn't. He said it like he was mean. Like, what? I don't give a shit.
I have no other way. Hey, would you rather?
All right, now... think about this. You say it every week that I say you got to think about this. But this affects your whole life, okay?
Shit.
Would you rather for 24 hours fuck your grandmother?
Oh.
Hold on. That includes oral, everything. You're fucking your grandma.
Paternal or maternal?
It doesn't matter.
Matter, Nick. Get the fuck out of here.
Matter.
What are you fucking...
Okay. But
engineer or what?
But nobody knows about it. Or you don't fuck your grandma, but everybody on the planet is convinced that you did. And there's nothing you can do to convince them you didn't. Everybody you know thinks you fucked your grandmother.
Fine.
Or you fuck her and nobody knows.
Fine. Yeah. Yeah, fine.
Okay, I was half paying attention to the online shit and listen. So you're saying... would you rather fuck your grandma and no one knows?
Ever. Or don't fuck her.
Listen. No, don't fuck her.
And everybody in the world thinks that you did.
Yeah.
Cool. All right,
is totally convinced that you did. So your whole life, everybody's going to say, that's the guy that fucked his grandma.
Nope.
Or you fuck her and nobody thinks you did.
All right. My answer right away. Like normal.
You can't answer right away. This is a thinker.
Man, there's never a thinker. You always think it's a thinker. It's never a thinker. Yeah. All right. Here it is. I don't fuck my grandma because I don't give a fuck what they think.
Yeah.
So your wife thinks you did it.
I don't care.
Your kids think you did it.
Why would my
Everybody in the world thinks you fucked your grandmother.
I also can't believe that anyone ever would think about me, period. Who gives a shit?
Your mother-in-law thinks you fucked your grandmother.
So what?
I don't care either.
She can be my ex.
Everybody you work with, hey, here's a guy. Let's give this guy a fucking an employee review.
Answer.
Let's give this guy an employee review.
He always gives an answer.
No, we can't give this guy a review. This guy banged his grandmother last month. Nobody thinks you did it if you do it.
So what's your answer, man? And how do you feel about it, Chris?
Well, it'd be a really hard life going around with everybody you knew thinking you banged your grandma.
It would be weird. It would definitely be weird.
My grandma's getting the dick once, I'm thinking.
My grandma's getting the dick.
Okay, so which grandma are you picking?
So you would rather
have a grandma.
You would rather fuck your grandma and then no one ever think about the fact that you fucked your grandma, never know about it, then you would not fuck your grandma and have everybody think that you fucked your grandma.
Last thing you would want
public
is
opinion
everybody
is that important to you.
No, it's not public opinion. It's everybody's opinion. You won't get a fucking job because you're interviewing for a job and this guy knows you banged your grandma. You won't get this at the fucking grocery store because this guy knows you banged your grandma. Everybody thinks you banged your grandma. Unless you fuck your grandma, then nobody thinks you did it.
I get what you're saying, but I don't agree at all.
Grandma's getting the dick. That's what I'm thinking.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. Hey, how do you think your grandma would react to that 8 inches?
I'm hoping to God she doesn't remember it.
Is
she's
it 8 inches?
Huh?
He said it was 8
is
inches.
Is it 8?
A little
eight?
Over 8, to be honest
no.
with you.
No,
over 8. That's a good-sized dick. I don't know why these girls are rating you so large.
I don't either.
That's a good size dick.
You know why?
Watch it be... is just fogged up. I can see it.
It's great.
You're going to be bigger than your granddad.
I was thinking about his
the reason
dick.
That the that's reason huge. That they're rating me low.
Yeah, that's Dr. Honestly, Dre.
My dick is very, very long.
Yeah, you got a thin
and
dick.
And if you look at it, it looks thin. Whatever. It's hey, not thin. It's okay. It's just to be long, thin. And it looks thin, but it's not thin.
It's not yeah, okay to be thin.
So check this out.
All right, so everybody,
if
give me an answer.
If your dick was kind of thin. It doesn't matter because it's 8 inches long.
That's my man right
and
there.
And most of the motherfuckers my fucking have cat. Just regular
But apparently
dicks.
Some ladies would rather have a 4-inch thicky than
yeah.
they would an
Guess
8-inch
what?
Fucking...
Beggars can't be choosers and them bitches
All right, so
don't
my
get
answer
anything
is,
besides...
What's your answer, guys?
Fucking...
I already gave you my answer.
I'm All asking right. for Ryan and Nick.
What was the question?
Would you rather fuck your grandma and
no,
nobody knows
I'm not
it?
I'm not fucking any grandma... My
by
grandma.
The way,
I mean, I fuck a nice-looking grandma, but not my grandma.
But you know no, what? No, then I'm your girlfriend is breaking up with you because she thinks you did.
And guess
and
what?
Sorry
I'm
about
not,
it, Nick, but your grandma's being broken up with.
And I guess what? I'm not hanging myself because I put my dick in my grandma.
Yeah, that's weird.
That was a good one to me.
And you still had to live with the fact that you fucked your grandma.
That
like
was...
I don't care if...
Exactly. I'm going to bed every night knowing I fucked my grandma.
My neighbors, Brandon and Rachel, very sweet people. I don't give a fuck if they think that I fucked my grandma. I would more be concerned with the fact that I actually fucked my grandma.
Oh.
And I had to go to sleep every night thinking, hey, I got to put this fucking sweet sleep apnea mask on and look like a fucking Bane with a missing chromosome.
Well, you know what? There's not a great answer for that.
But I fucked my grandma.
But everybody you know thinks you did. So the bottom line is nobody wants to be friends with you. Nobody wants to date you or be married to you or be your fucking call you dad because they think you banged your grandma.
No one wants to date him or marry him anyway.
Yeah, it still don't make sense to me.
You know what? That was a good one. You can all go straight to hell.
No, it's a good one. I agree with you.
I want another would you rather from you.
You don't get another. We don't do two in one episode. What are you, a fucking rule breaker? You think you can just come in and dictate the show?
Is this over?
Nah, it's not over. He still's got a joke of the day.
This is finally getting good.
See, I thought that was a good one because, I mean, there's really...
I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm saying I like would you rather. Maybe another one.
See, because here's the deal with me. I have...
You're handsome, dude.
Shit sticks with me.
You, dude.
Shit sticks with me. Okay, if I do something fucked up, stays with me for a long time, and it fucking eats away at me. It really does. It always has. But I am one of those people that actually gives a fuck what people think of me. I always have. I probably always will. I don't want people to look at me and go, that guy's a fucking asshole. I want people to like me. I want people to think I'm cool, and I want people to fucking want to hang around with me.
You are eating your grandma's pussy just to make sure she's...
Well, I didn't really specify oral, but if we're going there, the whole point is, and I'm not, if you don't like me, then I say go fuck yourself. But as a general rule, I would prefer it if people liked me than didn't like me.
Hey, you know what's funny?
I'm serious. Who wouldn't like you?
There's probably quite a few.
Nah, I don't know many people don't like Chris. I know. I mean, I work with a fucking 500 people.
I'm very unlikable.
If I knew he fucked his grandma, I wouldn't like him.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know it if I did it. You would not know it if I did it.
You know how he fucks, man. He fucks good. Maybe your grandma does like
that. That's the whole point.
Can I get that grandma review?
If I did bang my grandma, you would never know it, and thus you would still like me. So I'm looking at the comments right now.
Yeah.
And if you don't like me, please say you don't like me. And then I'll know that I don't really fucking know you later.
Hey, let me just say something about the 16 people watching us on Facebook.
Yeah.
I love that it's that low. I love it's only 16. But every one of those motherfuckers have to be awesome. They're sitting there on their Saturday night enjoying a good time with us. I hope we made every one of you 16 people smile. I hope everything's went down to 15. Someone didn't like us that much.
It was Kenny D. Dickman.
Hey, Kenny, don't drop out, buddy, man. Just because we don't like the way you say cool doesn't mean that we don't like you. You're not right guy.
But the whole point is I happen to be one of those people that actually gives a fuck if people...
Can I tell you guys a fucking fun story?
Go ahead.
Can I tell you a story?
I love
You asked me the last time I was on here, you were like, hey, man, you got a cool story about your brother. And it was like on the spot. And I was like, so here's.
Hey, listen, before you get started on this, I want to say that I loved, absolutely, like it. I'm going to get emotional here.
That's okay.
It touched me when you were talking about how your brother supported you when no one else did. Yeah. Like, it really did, because I know your brother and I know your guys' relationship. Yeah. And it fucking, like, these people, they don't know that thing, so they probably didn't mean shit to them. And me talking about this don't mean shit to them, but I'm looking you right in the eye. And I love that, all right?
Yeah.
That really, that did something for me.
So, you told me, you were like, what's a cool story? And I gave, like, off the top of my head, like, story about...
Yeah, it was a random basement.
Right. But the next day, it just hit me right in the face. I was like, no, this is the story. This is the story.
Let's hear it.
So after we got done with we had band practice. We came upstairs. This is at my parents' house. We were in the garage. And it was... You know, it was Rory. It's Rory. It's Cody. It's me. It's Josh. A bunch of giant human beings.
This is your all guys, at least like over 6'1".
Everyone's 6 foot fucking something. And we're in my parents' garage. And four big dummies are in my parents' garage. And there's a frog. And one of the people, they go, hey, somebody should eat this frog. We're like, that's ridiculous, of course. Without any fucking hesitation, my brother took the frog up off the ground, put it in his mouth, and then chugged a whole glass of whiskey. We're all like, what the fuck? And he, and then goes, I swear to God, burps loud as fuck and goes, ribbit. And I swear to God, I know that doesn't sound that funny. You would not believe what it was like to be there with him. He swallowed a whole fucking live frog and then just went,
not ribbit.
It blew our fucking minds.
That
dude.
Cracks me up.
But that's my best Josh
So you're, Josh swallowed a whole frog.
I watched it like hot.
And washed it down with whiskey.
And yeah, well, that was my fault. It was beer when he did it.
Either way, man, he swallowed a frog and then said ribbit. I do love that story. I'm sorry, but that's
it's way better.
We used to
before my time.
You didn't
I guess
you didn't really know Tina back in the day. We used to Tina. She was Clint's girlfriend. But we used to hang out in her garage all night, and we used to go around to the corners of the garage and get all the spider webs and spiders and everything else we could find. And we'd roll it up in a joint and smoke it every time. And because we were always like obsessed as a kid. You ever watch those trauma movies where weird shit would happen and then all of a sudden you would have some kind of special power? So we would always do that kind of shit as kids.
Is this Clint Benning?
Yeah, he was one of them. Well, we would like roll up joints of just random shit and smoke it and hope that we had a special power afterwards. Yeah. You never know, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so we've smoked a bowl of lightning bugs before, and I was really hoping, like, smoke a bowl of lightning bugs, and all of a sudden your butt starts lighting up, and all of a sudden you're a lightning bug.
You smoked lightning bugs?
I smoked a lot of lightning bugs.
That's fucking so
it was a great
cool.
time.
How old were you?
Probably like 19. 19 or 20 years old. We were smoking lightning bugs. We would
that's
smoke,
the, that's
like,
the
whatever's in the corner, we
just
would smoke all that stuff.
Out of nowhere. He's so hot, he just wants to be on the fucking camera, but
hey, you
he's gotta not.
Stop having a crush on our engineer.
I don't give a shit.
Joke of the week.
My joke of the week sounds racist, but
Chris Emmons looks annoyed right now, so I'm just going with this.
I'm not annoyed.
You looked annoyed. I seen an annoyed face.
No, I'm just listening to your fucking. I'm not. You're racist. I'm not. But this joke sounds racist.
Well, most of them do.
There's this fucking. There is an open mic night at this comedy club, and the MC gets on there and he says, "Hey, anybody got an act they want to do?" It's open mic night, and this big, giant black guy in the back. Now, he's black because that's the way I heard it, and that's the way it's going to be.
Hey, so from now on, for the future reference, you're going to have to fucking justify all these jokes? Cause I
no, it's just the way I heard it. It sounds fucking racist, but it's not.
All right, go on.
So the guy gets on stage, and he says, "Hey, how you doing, everybody? I am a magician, and I will now perform a trick for you." He said, "I would like a volunteer from the audience." The volunteer comes up and he walks up and he hands the guy a fucking 12-pound sledgehammer. He says, I want you to hit me in the fucking head as hard as you can. So he puts his head down on this little fucking log and this guy pulls out this fucking sledge and cracks him in the fucking head. Well, he's bleeding all over the place. He goes immediately into a fucking coma. He's in a coma for 2 years. One day, the doctors are looking at him. They're like, I don't know if this guy's ever going to come out of the coma. All of a sudden, he starts coming to. Pops his eyes open and says, ta-da. That's a funny joke, man.
He probably should have axed him before he did the whole
thing. That wasn't racist at all.
That wasn't racist at all, but it was, I say black guy because that's what it, you know, that's the way I was told the joke.
You could have just said it was just a guy comes up.
I heard black guy, so I say black guy.
Hey, okay. Tim, he said drinking game. Take a shot every time Chris said he's not racist.
Yeah. Every time he asks somebody a question.
That is a good drinking game.
Go fuck yourself, man.
Oh, we're doing this right now.
Fucking list now.
My phone's dead, so I can't do the dick rating unless somebody gives me a phone.
Well, we're not worried about the dick rating. Are we doing dick ratings?
We have to.
All right, I'll pick. Yep. You guys talk about Titanic.
The one with the dick that's real skinny at the bottom and fat on the top.
Impossible.
All right, I'm going to look at this dick right now. I just lost that dick. All right, we're going to a different dick. All right, I'm looking at this dick right now. It says 22-year-old male. It was submitted by PornGuy114, if you guys want to go ahead and look at it. Now, the dick looks short, but but the head looks just is so mushroom-like that
That's the one we already looked at.
I appreciate this dick just because it's such a mushroom dick.
I don't appreciate that dick.
Yeah, that's exactly what we looked at.
I don't appreciate that dick. It's a horrible dick. And there's no reviews on this. What you need to go look at the size of this fucking pole here.
Okay, you go. If you can figure out that you know this site better than I do. I don't really know the site.
This has 53 views. Hey,
this is ratemydick.com.
Chris, doesn't it seem like he has this set up to where there is a table and then his dick and balls got like held up on purpose so he can make his dick.
Look at this guy fucks around corners right here.
Hey, you know what the problem
is
right now?
That's a perfect fucking right turn, Clyde.
That is a nice dick. Hey,
that's not a nice dick.
I'm trying.
This thing is an L.
Either way, I'm trying to read comments and I got to close one eye at a time to read them right.
Look at this guy's belly button. Look at this guy's belly button right here. Look at his belly button.
That's a gross looking belly
button.
Wait a minute. Where's the dick at? I only see the neck.
Right there. Fucks around corners with this dick. This dick has a 90-degree angle.
That dick turns way too much.
That's a goddamn boomerang.
And it says, no boundaries. Fulfill your fantasies.
Hey, before you get started, Chris, it says that about every single one of them. That's just a generic comment. I was actually upset that I didn't see any more comments.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that dick does fuck around corners, like you said. This dick that we're looking at right now, and this is what we do. We look at dicks sometimes. Don't worry about it, man. It's not your fucking problem.
Oh,
we're looking
Chris.
At dicks. We're rating them. This dick
Chris,
is a C. It looks like he's a Cincinnati Reds fan. Maybe a Cubs fan. Anyways, I think we have now been banned from Facebook and Twitch already.
Already?
Yeah, it's telling me be right back with all of our comments and stuff. And I think they got took down. It could happen, you know.
That's not cool. We wanted to do video.
All right. Well, that's episode 25.
Why are we
of Shut Up Cincinnati? We're gonna go out back. We're gonna look at a fire. We're gonna drink more. We're gonna fucking get more fucked up. And I'm sorry that Facebook and Twitch had to end this for you, but that's the way it looks like it's gonna be. So I love you guys. Thank you for watching. If you guys watched. You guys are some real troopers because I know you put up with some shit.
See ya.
It gets loneliest at night down at the liquor store beneath the neon sky. 6 a.m. the floor comes alive with lice. Pants dried up so tight. Hardened beans. so I lean on you sometimes just to see you're still there. Feet can't take the weight of one, much less two, and we hit concrete. We were born into this mess. You know I painted you a prettier picture, baby. We got run out on the rail, fell from the wagon to the night train. I kissed the bottle. Should have been kissing you. You wake up to an empty night with tears for two. Cigarettes, they fill the gaps in our empty days, in our broken teeth. So Mr. Can you spare a dime to change, make a change, or buy some time? Or an ear to hear my story. It's all I got. It's fiction. It's the hell out of my truth. It's palm of sunburned blue. Don't call it sunburn. I've been shaking on the job. Just one drink ahead of my past. And there's a white light coming up. And I draw the blinds, hoping it'll pass. But it won't pass, boy. Kiss the bottle. Should have been kissing you. You wake up to an empty night. Tears for two.